This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Ed Bolin, president of the National Business Aviation Association. The big convention starts tomorrow, Ed. It's the second convention during the Great Recession. What are you hearing out there, and how has NBAA adapted the show to meet the economic circumstances that we're all facing?
Well, you know, business aviation has always been reflective of the economy. And when the economy has expanded, business aviation's expanded. And when the economy has contracted, business aviation has contracted. So that period of late 2008, 2009, we experienced one of the worst economic contractions since the Great Depression, and its impact on business aviation was significant. Flight hours were down 25 to 35%. Inventories of used airplanes went up. Production rates were cut. Backlogs evaporated. So 2009 was a bit of a free fall year. I think what we've seen broadly in the business aviation community is that 2010 has been a year of stabilization. Things have quit getting worse. They're starting to get a little bit better. And so we're encouraged by that. Last year, I think what we saw when we held our convention was that despite the kind of free-fall environment, that there was a lot of belief in our community. It was time to look forward. It was time to quit thinking about how far we had dropped, but start looking at where we go from here. And I think you'll see that reflected again this year in the convention. I think it will be an upbeat, forward-looking convention. I think we've got a number of speakers that really talk to some of the events and the times that we are in. We're going to have, as an opening speaker, the head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, so an organization that's very much identified with Main Street USA and small businesses and growth opportunities. So I think that's exciting. We're also going to have a focus on those heroes who helped in the Haiti relief efforts, which I think speaks volumes about the business aviation community. How during times of deep stress for our industry, our community still found time to help those in even greater need. So that should be very positive. And then we're going to have a very special celebration with Arnold Palmer, Neil Armstrong, Gene Cernan, Clay Lacy, Russ Meyer, some of the real industry icons. And so I think it will be an upbeat show. I think it will be a forward-looking show. And I think it'll be a very worthwhile and productive show.
Well, I was looking at the exhibitor map, and well, certainly all the major players are there, and it doesn't seem like there's a lot of big gaps in the floor.
Well, I think we're going to have probably as many or even more exhibitors than we had last year. I think that our attendance will probably be up a little bit as well, and I think that really reflects the environment. You know, as I said, last year was kind of a free fall, and this year things are building back up, and I think we're going to see that reflected in the convention as well. And I think there will be a lot of reasons for optimism and excitement at the show. I think our efforts with the No Plane, No Gain program are clearly yielding some real tangible results in terms of the public's perception of business aviation, and I think the fact that some of our spokespeople like Neil Armstrong and Arnold Palmer will actually be there with us will be a big help. Obviously, we have new accelerated depreciation laws that could help spur the sale of some airplanes here at the end of the year. And so we're looking forward to an upbeat convention.
Well, we have some fairly major announcements coming up at this convention based on the advance press notices that we're getting. It sounds like there's going to be a few new airplanes introduced and a lot of new products and new technology there as well.
Well, I had the opportunity to be on a panel in Dayton, Ohio this summer with the National Aviation Hall of Fame, and I spoke on a panel with a number of the industry leaders, and it was striking to hear them talk about how they see the economy recovering, the industry recovering, and the fact that despite the challenges that we've had, they continue to invest in the future. And perhaps we'll hear a little bit about that at the convention. But as I said before, I think that this is a very resilient community and a very forward-looking community. And I think that will come across over the course of the 3 days in Atlanta.
Well, we always look forward to it. Ed, thanks for your time today. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.